Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Super Bowl edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Doing all right. You know, big day, you know, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, we're going to lead off with the Super Bowl. That's it's going to kick off right towards the end of this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk a little Knicks for Knicks season, and we'll talk about how the Knicks are doing, and a little news about Woodson. We'll talk about that too a little bit, and talk about a little hockey with the Rangers, and talk baseball, hot stove news, and as usual, we're going to talk a little WWE at the end of the show. But of course, folks, this is your show. I'm just the figurehead here. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know how it is. And without further ado, let's get to the Super Bowl. Let's kick off right now.
Yep. It's about to start in about half an hour or so. They got the big game between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Ravens are trying to win their first title.
Second.
Yeah, I mean, their first title since, 2001.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, the 49ers are trying to win their first one since, you know, the Steve Young days.
Mm-hmm. In a while, 92, I think. So it's been about over 10 years now. So.
Yeah. Should be a great one. You got two teams of destiny. You got the Cinderella story as, you know, Ray Lewis is trying to go end his career with a bang.
Yep.
You know, go out with another Super Bowl ring. Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, they're trying to win their first title with the Ravens. On the other side, you got Kaepernick, who went on his magical run as well. He upseated Alex Smith as the quarterback. And
you call him Kaepernick. I call him Kaepernigger.
I guess tomato, tomato. Any case, you know, he's trying to edge out his, you know, his name in the record books.
Oh yeah.
Trying to win his first Super Bowl. And of course the other big story is of course the Harbaugh brothers, Jim and John, trying to, you know, fight each other to try to get not only bragging rights at home,
mm-hmm.
but the prize, the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a close game. Great defense. Both of these teams are great defensively.
Oh, yeah.
And
49ers,
they've been on the road.
I mean, they're both great, you know. I mean, this one could literally go either way.
Yep.
And my prediction is basically, you know, this is going to be a classic battle, of course, between two equally matched teams. And I think Ravens will win by the score of 34-31. I think it'll be that close.
Yeah, I think the Ravens will win this game. I think it'll be 29-20. I think, you know, Flacco and Ray Lewis, they're just going to be too much for the Niners to handle.
Yeah, this is going to be an epic Super Bowl right here.
Yeah.
Now, as we speak, the AFC Raven, champion Ravens, they're about to make their entrance right now. And we are awaiting the entrance of the NFC champions, the San Francisco 49ers, who redeemed themselves from last year when they got ousted by the Giants.
Yep.
The year before.
And the 49ers are undefeated in a Super Bowl. They've never lost a Super Bowl game, so they're going to keep that up.
They got history on their side.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely helps when you have, Montana and Steve Young, you know, at the helm of quarterback for your franchise in the past. So.
Yep.
I mean, how is that? I mean, that's like Wally Pipp and Lou Gehrig. I mean, usually you don't have, you know, a great guy replacing another guy right afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it's unimaginable. I mean, it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. Kind of like the Green Bay situation with Favre and Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know. No, we can't wait to tell you. I know we're doing the show right now, but I can't tell you can't wait to tell you folks what goes down next week as a result of this Super Bowl here.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to be sitting down in my undies, watching the game, eating my nachos, and drinking some alcohol. Good times.
And, of course, folks, you know, we're going to give you you know, we'll tell you what's going on. I'm pretty sure everybody's watching, you know. But, you know, we'll, for those who's not watching, you know, we'll give you a little, tell you what's going on a little bit, this pregame ceremony. Of course, Beyonce is expected to sing, you know, for real this time, you know, not lip sync, you know, at the halftime award. But then again, I mean, it wasn't really, I mean, when I found out she was, you know, singing, I mean, rather lip syncing at the President Obama's inauguration, I was surprised that she was, but then when I found out that, you know, it's pretty common for, you know, performers to, you know, lip sync during, you know, cold weather, mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really think it was a big deal afterwards because, I mean, one, all the other performers basically do that too, and two, we know how she sings. It's not like a Milli Vanilli, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the media make a big deal out of everything, so.
Yep. With that, let's you know, let's shift gears to the Knicks. You know, Knicks had a beat down. They put a beat down on the Kings.
Yeah, they're playing a bunch of little kids out there. Yesterday.
It was like Harlem Globetrotters and stuff they were doing. All they were missing was that Sweet Charlie Brown song, that Globetrotter song. How would they call that song? Something like that. It was sweet, man. I mean, they payback was awesome because, as you recall, earlier this year, the Knicks, they were down by 27 points in Sacramento, but then Knicks went on a nearly miraculous run. I mean, they eventually took the lead, but then they had the lead for like in the last 4 minutes of the game or so, and they had like a 5-point lead. And usually, how the Knicks have been playing, you know, up until that point, you know, they usually find ways to win the game,
yeah,
late in the game. But they gave up the game, and a guy, what was his name, James Johnson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He shot his first three of the season for the game winner as time expired. So, you know, payback. You know, they deserved it. You know, and
yeah,
you know, the Knicks, they started yesterday, last night, they started off missing their first 12 of 13 shots, so it looked like a real ugly game. They were down by 12. And then Knicks, you know, by the first quarter, they took the lead. Second quarter, you know, they kind of extended the lead. Third quarter, you know, they just blew them out. Steve Novak just kept jacking up threes.
Oh, yeah. Steve Novak, he was on fire in that second and third quarter.
Yeah, man. And Carmelo, he only had 9 points and 5 assists. Of course, his streak ended.
Yeah, well, Carmelo, last night Carmelo didn't really need to score, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was even trying.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying to score. But the other guys, Amari and JR, they had like 17 apiece off the bench. And you know, everyone else did their job, you know.
Exactly. Only Brewer was the only guy on the team that didn't score. Even Kurt Thomas scored 11 points, including his 9th career three-pointer.
Yeah, he banked that in.
Yep, which got applause and a standing ovation by his teammates and the fans at MSG.
Yeah,
and of course, for folks who don't know, you know, the streak I'm referring to is that Carmelo Anthony, he set the single season record for 31 consecutive points,
yeah.
20 point games in a row for 31 straight games. The record was previously 29 by the great Richie Guerin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but last night, MSG revealed that the record was actually 33 because the season ended with 29 straight, and in the following season, Richie Guerin had 4 straight 20-point games. So the record is actually 33, but the single-season record, Carmelo has it because he he broke the 29 straight in the season.
Right.
But the overall record, consecutive record, is 33.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great record to have.
It is. And Richie Guerin, he said that he didn't even know he had the record until, you know, people were mentioning it. Because at that time, you know, he wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, he was just doing it. You know, they didn't really keep that much stats back in those days.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, Melo can't score 20 every night, you know.
Exactly. And this time he was even trying. And you
got
to give a Chandler some credit. I mean, ever since Whitson told him to step up, you know, he's an all-star guy. Play like an all-star. You know, he's been, having back-to-back 20-point game, 20-point rebound games. And in the game prior to that, he had 21 points.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely the most valuable player of the year, I think.
Yeah, I mean he's awesome. You know, he's definitely the heart of the team.
Oh yeah,
Carmelo is the engine that gets the train rolling. But man, Tyson Chandler, man, he definitely deserved the All-Star nod, his first in his career.
Chandler has been having a double double yesterday, another 20 rebound game and 11 points, I think, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I think you're right. And the game before that, he had nine points and 20 rebounds. So he had the first 20 rebound games in his career, and that was the first time a Knick had twenty rebound games in a row since I think it was Marcus Camby who had it.
Yeah.
Like about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago.
Yep.
Congratulations to him. And to that Woodson news I had to tell you is that if Miami loses to the Raptors, Toronto Raptors today, which I doubt that's going to happen, even though they newly acquired Rudy Gay from Grizzlies in a three-team deal that sent Prince to, I think, Grizzlies?
Right.
Miami
already won today, so...
Miami, the game already happened already?
Yeah, it was earlier this afternoon. They won 100-85.
Well, thank you very much. Well, that basically shows that had Heat lost, then Woodson would have been starting the All-Star game, but... thanks to the breaking news, for those who haven't watched the Miami Heat game earlier today, Heat won. So, Spoelstra will be, in fact, the coach of the All-Star game, Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, Spoelstra, I think he deserves it because he did lead them to the finals last year. So, hey, I don't have any problem with it. You know, maybe Wilson will do it next year.
Yeah. And how it is that... Here's how it is. In baseball, you know, if you win the championship, you automatically coach the All-Star game. But in basketball, it's whoever has the best record, you know, in the year, the one that coaches the All-Star game.
Yep.
And another thing I found out also is that once you coach the All-Star game 1 year, you cannot coach it a second year, even though your team has the best record.
Yep, exactly.
So Woodson might be able to do it next year.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, he wasn't concerned. He said his focus is, of course, you know, getting the team to the playoffs and winning a NBA championship. So
yeah, that's more important.
Hopefully at the end of the year, you know, in June, he'll get his wish.
Better.
Because it's been 40 years since Knicks have last won their championship, and. Sure, it'd be nice to finally see the Knicks win one for a change.
Yeah, me too, man.
And other news, Rangers, they started off, so they had like a 1-3. They started off 1-3, and then they've ended up winning 3 out of 4, including yesterday. They won 3-2. So congrats to the Rangers.
Our Rangers.
Yep, I think they beat the Penguins yesterday. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But,
are they 500 now?
I think they're 4 and – where are they? I think 4 and 4. Yeah, you're right, 4 and 4.
Okay.
And let's see, what else?
Wait, wait, Alicia Keys is singing the national anthem right now.
Yeah, you stole those right out of my mouth. Alicia Keys is performing the Star Spangled Banner as we speak. And I guess we'll shift gears to Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good Royal Rumble. I mean, the match itself was good. But, I didn't need to see Cena win it again. I mean, he already won it one time already.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as you know, this solidifies the Cena versus Rock part two. The match last year they called Once in a Lifetime. And the Once in a Lifetime, it must have been really quick because it's happening 2 years in a row. I mean,
yep.
You would have thought this match would have happened another 50 years from now or something. But seriously, this time, if Rock, you know, defends his title against CM Punk, which he defeated at Royal Rumble, you know, we will have the rematch of last year's main event, Rock versus Cena, for the WWE title.
Yeah, that looks like that's the match that's going to happen as of right now. But, you know, things could change, but, you know, who knows?
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to see another Rock versus Cena match, but it looks like one of the past.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them fighting each other again, but I just wish they would have waited another year. I wish they would have did it, like, next year at WrestleMania 30 or at SummerSlam or something else.
Yeah.
But, you know, they made the last year's match made them a lot of money, so they... They obviously want to duplicate that. And now them having the title in the play, you know, I guess they feel that they have enough to garner even more interest. And, you know, I guess that's what they're doing it again.
Well, that match is supposed to be a once in a lifetime. That means one time in a lifetime. That's it.
Once in a lifetime plus the title now. That's what they should call it. Once in a lifetime again. But the CM Punk one, I mean, versus The Rock, I thought it was a real good match.
Yeah.
There was some stuff here and there that could have made it even, you know, greater. But, you know, like, for example, you know, I wish the table wouldn't have broke before Rock delivered the rock bottom on Punk.
Yeah. That was a little slip up there.
Yeah. Two, I wish they would have showed when the Shield powerbombed the Rock through a table, the announcer table. But, you know, that's all part of the whole, that was planned, you know, because they didn't want you to know that. They didn't want, you know, they had to play the whole, whether if it was Shield or not, that did it.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And another thing, I wish, you know, Rock would have defeated Punk with the Rock Bottom since he, you know, he had the, you know, the speech about, you know, when he put him in the rock bottom, you know, Punk's going to, you know, wonder in his mind that it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a real good match. I thought it was actually better than the CM Punk, rather the Rock versus Cena of last year. Because it was a lot more physical, you know, Punk, you know, during the whole, you know, promotion of it. You know, the feud before the match, you know, you could see Punk, even though he was a villain, he wasn't afraid of The Rock.
Right.
You know, he was taking him seriously. So that's why I thought the match was, you know, a lot better than Cena's one, even though Cena and Rock had more, you know, dramatic moments in the matches, you know, kicking out of each other's finishing moves.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was a good match. The Royal Rumble overall, I didn't think it was that great. I mean, you know, aside from the CM Punk and the Rock match, Other than that, I mean, it was a weak Rumble, I think. I mean, the Royal Rumble itself, I mean, you had some key moments. You had Jericho coming back.
Right.
And you had the Kofi Kingston, that funny moment when he jumped out of the ring and he needed to get back in the ring again. So
yeah,
he got him out of his chair to crawl back into the ring.
See, what I would have did if I... Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
And the Goldust versus... Goldust fighting his old brother, Cody Rhodes, in the ring.
Yeah, that was good. And another thing I thought was good was the Team Hell No saying how they eliminated each other.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But other than that, I mean, it was the room was not that strong as I thought it should have been.
I thought, with Cena winning it again, it just took the whole air out of it. But I thought it was a real good Royal Rumble. I thought the match itself was good. You know, Jericho surprising people, Godfather surprising people, even though did Santino's record get broken or tied or something? He got eliminated pretty quick.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many seconds he lasted there.
I don't think it was. Well, I think as soon as he got in the ring, he got eliminated.
Yeah, so he might have tied Santino by being there for a second or something.
Yeah, it was very short.
Yeah, the Goldberg, I mean not Goldberg, Goldust versus Cody Rhodes was interesting. Bo Dallas eliminating Wade Barrett. You know, there were some surprising moments here and there. But Cena didn't need to win the Royal Rumble. I mean, we all know Cena is always going to be in the title hunt.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought it was going to be Randy Orton.
I just hope that, Rock and that, you know, they'll, you know, WWE will give Rock the opportunity to Rock out as champion at WrestleMania, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, thanks to the, congratulations to the NFL, you know, the guys who went in, like, Parcells, Warren Sapp, all those other guys, congratulations to them.
And Tuna.
Gonna be interesting, you know. He basically saved Paul Heyman from being fired.
Yeah, and he it looks like it might be Triple H and Brock Lesnar swinging again.
Oh yeah. And anything you want to say quickly?
Enjoy the Super Bowl. See you next week.
Right. The guy's show on IMAX Saturday at 11 p.m. Legend every 2 days.